This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where there is great controversy over a brand new piece in Atlantic Magazine, a piece on the case to let Ukraine into NATO. Not eventually, but now. So what would that mean if NATO actually guarantees defense of its member states for any attack that they have suffered? The fact that Ukraine is in the midst of a war, would that commit all those other NATO nations, including the United States of America, to going to direct war with Russia? And what about the threat of nuclear weapons in that case? To address all of that and much more, I'm honored to have on the show Dr. Mitchell Wallerstein, who is the co-author of the article that I mentioned. He is also a former Assistant Secretary of Defense for Counterproliferation. He's also the President Emeritus of Baruch College of the City of New York, of New York City. And he has subsequently co-chaired and helped to found the Senior Defense Group on Proliferation at NATO. Dr. Wallerstein, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you. Okay, what about the drive to allow Ukraine to join the NATO alliance? There seems to be now a determination to allow Finland and Sweden to join the NATO alliance. Why is it even more pressing and even more urgent to admit Ukraine into the alliance?
Well, of course, the circumstances that Ukraine finds itself in are obviously dire, and they are facing a heavily armed and determined adversary in Vladimir Putin, who really is apparently intent on rebuilding the old Soviet empire. So this is a situation of extraordinary and unique circumstances. It's a little bit different for Sweden and Finland, although both of those countries have been neutral since the Second World War. But to have Ukraine suddenly become part of NATO would, as you said in your introduction, mean that the other members, the 30 other members of NATO, would be obligated under Article 5 of the NATO, the North Atlantic Charter, to come to Ukraine's military assistance. So this would immediately engage the NATO countries in a direct conflict with the Russian Federation.
And what do you think that means? I mean, in other words, if all of a sudden Ukraine has troops pouring in from the other NATO nations, would that lead to negotiations or to an escalation of the war?
Well, that is exactly the right question, and I don't think anybody knows for sure what the answer would be. President Biden recently did indicate, of course, that the U.S. would not put troops on the ground because, as he said directly, this could spark World War III. By the same token, Ukraine was making significant progress towards becoming a democracy before the invasion. And I think it's clear that the United States and the other members of NATO are determined not to let Russia succeed in this horrific invasion and with all the loss of life and property that's gone on. If I might add, there's one historical note that's worth being aware of here. From the time of the Tsars, Russia has always insisted on what is called the near abroad, the protection of the near abroad, by which they meant countries lying to their west, the west of their borders, that would form a natural buffer between themselves and the European states. And with the collapse of the Soviet Union, Of course, all of that went away, and many of those countries are now members of NATO. So if Putin is intent on trying to rebuild this, the old Soviet empire, making Ukraine a member of NATO will be his worst nightmare, because obviously it means that all that land that NATO, that Ukraine occupies, along with countries like Poland and Hungary and the Slovakia, which used to be the buffer, are no longer buffering. They're part of NATO.
So what thought, I think, for a lot of Americans and a lot of people around the world to give Vladimir Putin nightmares, but what about the nightmares he can give us right back? I mean, people have talked about what is it he means when he says we're going to respond as no one has ever seen before in the world. And are we looking at Putin actually doing some kind of demonstration of tactical nuclear weapons, or actually using tactical nuclear weapons against Ukrainian troops and perhaps even American or other NATO troops if they are thrown into this conflict?
Well, that certainly is within the realm of possibility. Certainly based on the statements that the various Russian government officials have made, they have made a variety of threats. Crossing the nuclear threshold, of course, would be a dramatic and horrible event. We have no way of knowing for sure whether they would actually do that. There are what are called tactical nuclear weapons or battlefield nuclear weapons with much lower megatonnage, much lower thresholds, powerful thresholds, so that they would actually be a smaller weapon than the bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in the Second World War, but they would still be would still have horrific results in terms of casualties and damage. So there is that possibility that if Putin felt himself cornered, and if he felt his existence or the existence of his regime threatened, that he might potentially resort to either a tactical nuclear weapon or to chemical weapons, which we know they still possess. So that is a possibility. But the question is, are we prepared to put U.S. forces at risk and the forces of our NATO allies at risk in Ukraine directly?
Do you, when you talk about admission into NATO, do you know how it would line up? I mean, presumably the willingness of NATO to take in Ukraine right away was given something of a push by the results in France in the election yesterday, weren't they?
Well, that was certainly a very encouraging outcome, even if it didn't involve Ukraine membership in NATO. Because if Marine Le Pen had won, she had said that she would withdraw the French from NATO, or at least from the military command of NATO. And it would certainly have fractured the alliance, the NATO alliance, in a way that Putin would find very useful and would attempt to manipulate. So this was a very important and very positive outcome that Macron won. But I think that the idea that Ambassador Dalder, Ivo Dalder, put forward in his article in The Atlantic is an important one for us to contemplate. In my mind, the question is one of timing. It seems like eventually Ukraine does need to become a member of NATO, because otherwise, certainly as long as Vladimir Putin remains in power, which could be for many decades, Ukraine will be constantly at risk, because he could simply reinvade, even if the current hostilities cease. The question is one of timing, though. I think to expect Ukraine to enter NATO in the midst of a war, as I said, thereby triggering Article 5, is perhaps not realistic.
Okay, I basically, President Biden has gotten a lot of criticism for not showing enough strength in his response. what more is to be done? If you can stay with us, I'd like to discuss that with Dr. Mitchell Wallerstein of the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. We'll be right back. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Meadow Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, an honor to be speaking to Dr. Mitchell B. Wallerstein of the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. He is a former official in the Department of Defense in the Bill Clinton administration. He's someone who has played a very prominent role in terms of trying to deal with the problems of nuclear proliferation and also the extension of NATO. There's a new poll, Dr. Wallerstein, which you probably heard about, that says that many people in the country still question whether President Joe Biden has shown enough intestinal fortitude, guts, toughness in responding to Russia and the war against Ukraine. The poll by Associated Press, NRC, the National Opinion Research Center for Public Affairs Research at University of Chicago, that poll shows 54% think the president hasn't been tough enough in responding to the Russians. 36% think his approach has been just about right. 8% think he's been too tough. What does the president do to reestablish a policy beyond we're going to tighten up those sanctions? The sanctions, at least in the eyes of many people, appear to have underperformed at the same time that the Ukrainian army has overperformed. What's the president's next move?
Yeah, he's on the horns of a dilemma because, again, putting U.S. forces on the ground or enforcing a no-fly zone, both of which are likely to result in Russian fatalities, Russian military casualties, will change the terms of the war and will bring the U.S. directly into the war. So he's trying to tread a very fine line here. I think it's significant that just within the past week, the U.S. government has announced that it's going to deliver and, in fact, is in the process of delivering much more significant weaponry, heavy weapons like howitzers and other artillery pieces that are capable of hopefully holding the line as the Russians try to invade the Donbass region in eastern Ukraine. So, again, I think Biden is trying to calibrate his response and the response of the United States in a way that prevents direct confrontation. And the reason for this, of course, is the risk of escalation. No one knows if the U.S. and Russia actually get into a fighting war, which I would remind you has not happened, did not happen after World War II or during the Cold War. We came very close during the Cuban Missile Crisis, but we avoided it. But if we're actually in a military confrontation with the Russian government, with the Russian military, no one knows how the escalation ladder, as it's called, might occur and whether we could wind up in a nuclear war with Russia. So I think this is the reason that he has tried to be very careful about how we respond. That said, I think it's your point about the sanctions is right. They're causing discomfort, but it's also true that they have not fully sunk in yet. And I think it'll take now another few weeks to a month or so before the full impact of the sanctions are felt in Russia. And we'll see how that combined with Russia's inability to close the deal in Ukraine to succeed in their military campaign. How that affects the government's attitude.
The Wall Street Journal had a huge piece on the front page today about demands that we sanction Putin's girlfriend. And mm-hmm. a lot of people didn't even know about Putin's girlfriend. The Wall Street Journal provided all sorts of details. She's 30 years younger, exactly, than Vladimir Vladimirovich. She is one of the world's leading rhythmic gymnasts. Now, I will admit I didn't even know what a rhythmic gymnast was, but apparently she's controls an estimated $6 billion. It's a great deal of money. And she is also the mother of three children that are apparently Putin's children. Do you think that focusing sanction activity toward Alina, which is her name, is going to change the dynamic somehow of the ongoing conflict?
Well, Mr. Putin has gone to great lengths to keep the identity of his children and his mistress out of the public view. There has been speculation, I know, and this Wall Street Journal article makes reference to it as well, to the fact that she may have be playing some role in his siphoning of public money into his own private domain. By many accounts, he may be among the wealthiest people in the world. So certainly anything that financially damages him, if it can be enforced, would be useful. Whether it would change his determination, I mean, he sees this in historical terms, and he wants to be the man. You know, if you recall, he made statements in writing a few years ago to the effect that the collapse of the Soviet Union was the greatest political catastrophe of the 20th century. So he wants to be the man who puts Humpty Dumpty back together again. And I think that sort of trumps everything else. It's going to be very difficult to convince him via sanctions, even if it's against his mistress, to do that. I think it's going to have to be a combination of military failure in Ukraine, pressure from the oligarchs, which, of course, does not seem to have materialized, at least publicly, the sanctions themselves.
What about, there are other folks who have made the comment that if Biden and Zelensky offered as a some condition of a ceasefire and respecting Ukraine's territorial integrity to postpone or cancel any admission or application for membership into NATO, is that something that should be on offer as part of a what people call a dirty peace deal?
Well, Zelensky himself did signal a couple weeks ago that he would be open to discussing neutrality. Many people feel that's not a good idea because, again, he would be, unless it came with security guarantees from the NATO countries, there's no way to enforce it. Russia could simply roll back in anytime Putin chose. Certainly that is an outcome short of Putin capturing the whole of Ukraine, having a neutral Ukraine on its border, again, for that reason that I mentioned earlier, this notion of a buffer zone, a near abroad, as they call it, would be a desirable outcome.
Mitchell Wallerstein of the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. The article that we've been discussing is in the New Atlantic magazine. We will be right back with more on the Medved Show.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukrainians fleeing their country can now apply for U.S. entry online. Refugees must have a U.S. sponsor and be vaccinated, in addition to meeting other public health requirements, as well as pass screening and security checks. Any U.S. citizen can be a sponsor. Wildfires are burning across broad stretches of Nebraska and the Southwest. New Mexico's Calf Canyon and Hermit's Peak fires have combined to burn more than 54,000 acres. In Arizona, evacuation orders have been lifted for areas around the Tunnel Fire, which has burned some 21,000 acres near Flagstaff. More than two dozen buildings have been destroyed. Fires in Nebraska have turned deadly as a retired fire chief working as a spotter died. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
One of the characteristics of every off-year election is that there's not just one big election. Of course, there's one big result that people are expecting, which is the Republican takeover of the U.S. House of Representatives. There's a little bit of a wrinkle in those plans, those hopes, those directions, because of some of the controversy surrounding the potential Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. And I don't think there's any question at all that if the Republicans fulfill what appears overwhelmingly likely, which is that they win the 5 seats they need and more, they should win over 20 seats, so they should have plenty of seats to take over the Congress. But will that mean that McCarthy then becomes Speaker? There are a bunch of Republicans, just like there are a bunch of Republicans running for a Senate, who say they won't vote for Mitch McConnell to be either majority leader if the Senate, if the Republicans win a Senate majority, or minority leader. There are others who say they won't vote for Kevin McCarthy. And there are internal divisions in the Republican Party that, frankly, are not only going to potentially stand in the way of McCarthy taking over as Speaker, but they could stand in the way of this victory that everybody expects and favors. One of them is the division in primary contests, one of the most important of which is the governor's race in Georgia. Because Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, who is very far ahead in every single poll, the poll average for Real Clear Politics, Kemp has 47% of the Republican vote. Perdue, the former senator who lost after in the runoff election to John Ossoff, that election, it's 47-35. So you have Kemp up by 12 points, the incumbent governor. They had a debate, and the debate was just very direct. And frankly, if you listen to the rhetoric on both sides, I think what it spells is Republican trouble. Here is David Perdue, the challenger, the against governor, incumbent governor Brian Kemp, in his opening statement, clip 7.
First off, folks, let me be very clear tonight. The election in 2020 was rigged and stolen. All the madness we see from the Biden administration, 2 million illegals, rising gas prices, unbelievable inflation, the brink of war. All that started right here in Georgia when our governor caved and allowed radical Democrats to steal our election. And because of that, he has divided our party and cannot win. What you're going to see tonight, unfortunately, is an embattled governor, a career politician, 20-year career politician, who's going to parrot his political handlers to distract you away from the fact that he sold us out and cost us the majority of the United States Senate. I'm proud to have President Trump's endorsement. With your help, we will get this done. We will win.
And that's former Senator David Perdue. How does Brian Kemp reply to that opening? This is his opening statement. The governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, listen.
You know, when I ran in 2018, I made a very simple promise to the Georgia voters. I told them I would put them ahead of the status quo and the politically correct and put hardworking Georgians first. And I've done that. And, you know, I was tired of politicians that would say one thing on the campaign trail, but do something else when they got in office or do nothing at all. So I promised you, if you'd have let me your governor, I'd do exactly what I campaigned on when I got in office. And that is exactly what I've done. As a father of three daughters and a husband, I believe now more than ever, we live in the greatest state in the country to live, work, and raise our families. I am honored to be serving as your 83rd governor. But also realize that we are in a fight for the soul of our state. And I want to promise you this tonight. If you will nominate me as your Republican nominee, I will work every single day, and so will Marty and the girls, to make sure that Stacey Abrams is never your governor or your next president.
The idea that he's trying to scare people about Stacey Abrams as our next president seems a little bit far-fetched. But and by the way, the RCP average, the Real Clear Politics average, which takes a look at all the polls, shows that if Brian Kemp is renominated and he's running for re-election, he would also be beating Stacey Abrams. He's ahead of her, not as much as he's ahead of David Perdue, his primary challenger, but he's ahead of her by 5 points. And by the way, Perdue is also ahead of Abrams, but only by 2 or 3 points. So the idea here really is, okay, and not just a question of who's going to win the governorship, but it's a question of what the impact of that is going to be on the Senate race, which is crucial, which is a race between the incumbent senator, the Democrat Raphael Warnock, former black pastor, and the likely Republican nominee who's endorsed by President Trump, that's Herschel Walker, the football star. And there's almost no doubt at all that part of that race will be the question of what happened in the election of 2020. And that's why it's not such a great thing to hear two Republicans arguing about that in these terms. Listen to how the debate devolved.
No matter who's doing this or who's supposed to be investigating, not one person has been prosecuted for voter fraud after a year.
Well, the governor is not a prosecutor, by the way.
No, but you're the top person that can make
sure.
Yeah,
but we have a constitution, and the attorney general is the top prosecutor in the state, as well with the local district.
You know, that's what politicians do. It's somebody else's fault when it doesn't go right. But when
it's what the law and the Constitution is.
It's nice to see this. And leaders, weak leaders, take credit when things go
well. Weak leaders blame people.
And I'm telling you, they blame somebody else when it doesn't.
Hey, weak leaders blame everybody else for their own loss instead of themselves.
And he's talking about David Perdue's loss in his Senate race, a race in which, by the way, of course, Governor Kemp supported Perdue just as he supported Trump as strongly as he could. But this is deeply poisonous. One of the questions that someone ought to ask would be, does, and I'm sure he has been asked this, I don't know what his response is or could possibly be, with David Perdue running as a absolute core of his campaign is a belief that is shared by a lot of people in Georgia and people across the country. The election was stolen. It was rigged. Biden isn't the president of the United States. What if he's elected governor of Georgia? Does he plan to do about that? I mean, this is when is that headline for? This is one of the many, many headlines. This is from 2020. Georgia reaffirms Biden's victory for third time after recount, dealing major blow to Trump's attempt to overturn the results. Now, they had all of these multiple recounts, and every one of them, they showed that Biden's margin in Georgia was actually bigger than it had been recorded. And the idea that David Perdue believes that as him taking over as governor of Georgia could somehow undo the election. And this goes for all of those people who want to make the election of 2020 a big issue in 2024 or 2022. How do you hope to get any substantial percentage, which you need, of independent, undecided, and Democratic voters? We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
It sounds great.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there's a very interesting conference that's going to be held on Monday coming up. It's actually a week from now. And Monday, May 2nd, 2022, headline, Startups Respond to the Ukraine Crisis. I mean, the Ukraine crisis is not the two-day or two-week war that people expected. It's already 2 months. It's getting more serious, and this is full of global challenges. The Russian invasion of Ukraine has created intense suffering, that's obvious, and a major humanitarian crisis, so says the announcement of this conference. It's also disrupted the global supply chain, including delivery of vital food, medical, mineral, and energy resources, and led to serious cyber attacks. Nimble startups around the world are applying new technology to address these challenges. Here are top entrepreneurs and experts from telemedicine, from energy, from health, food supply, and cybersecurity. This is taking place in, you can sign up, obviously, you do it online to take part in this conference that is having representatives on the ground in New York, in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, in Israel, in San Francisco, in Abu Dhabi, yes, that's right, United Arab Emirates, London, and Mumbai in India. This is absolutely fascinating stuff, and you have a chance to sign up. You can register right now to participate in the at our website at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Our Crowd. This is crowdsourced funding for startup companies in all those various places in Europe and West Coast, East Coast of the United States, Israel, Abu Dhabi. Look at what your money can actually accomplish in helping to solve some very real human problems. 1-800-955-1776. Let's go to Craig in Bremerton, Washington. Craig, you're on the Medved Show. Hello, Craig, you're on.
Is that Craig or Greg?
Whoever you are, I think it's you. Are you Craig or Greg?
It's Greg, and it's Aberdeen.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry.
Yeah,
I'm wrong. I'm wrong on both counts. So go ahead, Greg in Aberdeen.
Okay. Now I know that that you think it's wrong to keep talking about 2020, but
no, I invited you to. I invited you to. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, the reason that I think that we need to keep bringing it up is because that's what the Republican base, which is the new Republican base now. And it's since President Trump was elected, things have changed in the Republican Party. I think you know that.
No, there's no doubt. President Trump has had a profound effect on the Republican Party. The question of what that effect is another story. But do I agree with you that there are a lot of people who still believe the election was stolen? I think there are, but I don't think it's anywhere close to a majority of Americans.
Well, I believe that it is a majority, but do you even follow any of the audits and all that? I know you say yeah, there's been recounts and all that, and you repeat the talking points about the Arizona audit and the Georgia audit, which I've been watching this thing.
Okay, Greg, hold on. Let me ask you just a very direct question. There are Republican legislative control in both houses of the Arizona legislature, both houses of the Pennsylvania legislature, both houses of the Georgia legislature, all controlled by Republicans. Why haven't these legislatures that are controlled by Republicans actually done anything about the alleged dishonesty, steal, cheating that you believe went on?
You know, that's the million-dollar question, Michael. Why haven't they?
And because there's no evidence, and because it wasn't that close.
I'm going to give you the answer.
Okay.
Just like Kevin McCarthy was caught the other day talking, you know, that the recording come out. The politicians, you know, they'll do things, they'll say things. There's a lot of, they're not honorable people, many of them. And even though they have power and we have to use them as the people, a lot of them, you just can't trust what they're doing.
Okay, so what you're saying,
they're backstabbers. They a lot of them.
So what you're saying,
anti-Trump.
What you're hold on. What you're saying, is that Republican legislatures, where a majority of people are Republican and they supported Trump and they worked for him and they tried to get him to win, that was just a pretense. They actually were trying to help steal the election.
Well, I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying that there's different circumstances for the different people. Just like in Georgia, just like in Arizona, you know.
Could you help me with one thing for a moment? Brian Kemp was endorsed by Trump when he ran for governor. He was endorsed in the primary. He was endorsed in the general. He had a very friendly, warm alliance with President Trump. What possible gain could there be for Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia to cheat Trump out of winning the electoral votes of Georgia?
Well, Ratzenberger, okay, let's go back to the call where Trump was trying to talk to them about what was wrong with the votes and, you know, how they leaked that to the press that he called and tried to get them to check out what was going on. But all of that aside, the facts are the facts, Michael. True.
Okay, but wait, those facts, Trump.
Listen, True the Vote has got, you know, Catherine Engelbrecht, she's a reliable person. She's got the facts that Dinesh D'Souza's coming out with the film.
I know they have a new movie, which I think is paid for in part by Mike Lindell. I know there are lots of people who love to talk about this, but the idea that there will be any... The one way, and I very much want to see Republicans win the House of Representatives, but the one way you're going to blow that is if the very first thing that a lot of those Republicans are going to look at is trying to overturn an election from 2 years ago, and that has been inspected and certified. And again, you may continue to believe for the rest of your life, and I hope you live a long life and everything is enjoyable and good for you, but you may continue to believe that the election was stolen. And the idea that this number is actually going up, that it based upon, and you said Catherine Engelbrecht was the person you were citing?
Yeah, you know, True the Vote. You've heard of them.
Yes.
True the Vote, Captain Engelbrecht, and Greg Phillips. You know about the movie Dinesh D'Souza 2000.
I know Dinesh has a new movie coming out. And the movie, again, is a work, and Greg's movies are. They have a political point of view. I shouldn't say Greg's movies. I should say Dinesh's movies. But the question for all of this is, let's say they make a really terrific case that... that despite the fact that Joe Biden won by more than 7 million votes in popular votes, that he won in states like Michigan was 140,000 people. It was a big margin, that all those votes are stolen. The question about what you do about that, in terms of his own attorney general, Bill Barr, having, said there was no basis for prosecution or investigation of electoral fraud, and that was in the 4 months after the election occurred. The idea that you're going to push through at some point before 2024 some kind of prosecution or legal action to overturn an election that has already happened, it just seems that there are so many big issues and issues that are significant in the country that pushing divisiveness in this country on this particular issue is not only foolish, it is utterly pointless. We really, really do need to move on with a world full of danger and, yes, maybe even some promise in this, for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.